Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Really glad you're with us here today. And joining me, two fabulous, fun-filled, wise women of the world, Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, guys.
Hey, hello. It's great.
And we're good, here.
We're good to go.
I know. It's like, wow, women of the world. Wow. Great to be with you, Steve.
I should have said women of the word, because that's true, too.
Yeah.
But here's what we're going to do. I've got so many calls lined up. We're going right to the calls, and we're going to start off right here. We're going to be talking with Maddie, and Maddie is calling us all the way from Colorado Springs, Colorado. KGFT is the station. Hello, Maddie. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi. Fine. Thanks very much. I hope you
You're welcome.
Are doing great.
Well, we'll find out here in a minute how we're actually doing. But what can we help you with today? What's going on?
Well, I have been going to a family doctor. Mm-hmm. That, you know, for marriages.
Okay.
And she's claiming that the problem that we both have is that my husband's brain was shrunk over the years, and it's towards the back of the head, and they no longer touch each other so that he can have feelings. He has no feelings towards anything.
Now, what is that based on? What is her, what's that assessment?
By seeing us and talking to us and seeing how Dad is, and he's just very, how can I say this? He doesn't like to touch. He doesn't like to cry. He doesn't like to have emotions of any kind because he doesn't feel them.
What do you think about that, Sherry? Just making that assessment. Sherry is the brain-gel of New Life. What do you, I mean, you look at a lot of brain scans, and is that something that a person can do, is make that assessment that a brain shrunk?
I was scratching my brain here because I just haven't heard about that before. I haven't heard about a brain shrinking, which causes somebody to not have feelings. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen to a brain that might, you know, make feeling more difficult. Somebody has a stroke or a head trauma or Asperger's, or, I mean, there's lots of things. But to have a brain shrink, did your husband ever feel? Did he have a season in his life where he was able to feel?
No, he's been able to feel when we were first married.
Okay.
We've been married for 47 years.
Okay.
And in the beginning, he felt everything. You know, he felt emotions. He felt the touch, the whatever, you know, we did, he understood, and, you know, things like that. But
And Maddie, through your 47 years, what are two of the most difficult things your husband has been through that might have most impacted him? Just give us two.
His job. I hate his job. He's worked at Walmart, and they expected them to not be feeling this way and not to do things that way and to construct what Walmart wants you to do and be. That's what they had to do. But I think my husband just took it a step too far in the process.
I want you to hold on. I want you to hold on here because we're going to help you. But we have to take a break, as you can hear. And then we'll come right back. You're listening to New Life Live. Really glad that you are. If you need help, it's 1-800 new life. We'll talk about shrunken brains and the potential for somebody to move beyond any kind of a physical or physiological problem, and whether or not that therapist might have been speaking maybe in a different way than. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize. Yeah.
We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and I think the main complaint here, we don't really know if this therapist was speaking metaphorically or whether she really believed there was a physiological shrunken brain syndrome here. So I'm just going to ask us to address this as if the therapist was saying in a metaphorical way, this man has a hard time feeling, expressing feelings, getting the connection from the left side to the right side. So, Sherry, and then you, Alice, what help could we be to Maddie in helping her deal with this, or even to help her husband move to a more feeling state?
So let me talk. I appreciate you doing that, Steve, kind of setting the tone here. So I have definitely seen where people have been in stressed situations, where they're in situation which would cause fear, fight, flight, those type of things. A chronic tough job, like where he feels like he's under somebody's thumb and being controlled and can never do anything right, could put somebody in an anxious state where they'd feel like they were in fight every time they went into work. They can actually, their brain can actually move into more of a frozen place or a numb place. I mean, I'm kind of numbed out to my feelings. It's the step beyond. I can't do anything. And so I kind of go into a place of collapse emotionally or numb. But it's not permanent. That person can begin to do some work and begin to wake up that brain again. And that's where I want to give some hope to both of them. Unless it's Alzheimer's or something, right? Where there is a progressive disease and you can't turn it around. But somebody who has a numb brain or a froze, they're in a place of freeze, can change that brain to put it into a better place.
And Maddie, sometimes Maddie, go ahead, Maddie.
Well, him to be unfrozen because he's pretty much by himself. I mean, I'm ready to hang up this whole marriage thing because we haven't had sex for 14 years, and in that process, I've been trying to be very understanding, very sympathetic, or I'm always waiting. I wait and I wait. And, you know, I'm tired.
Well, that's very sad. Yeah. That's so sad to hear that is the state of your marriage, 14 years.
And no, you know, sex, and he doesn't want to touch her.
Yeah. And,
right?
And
he doesn't want to talk to her.
And here's the sad thing for me is that we just did this weekend where other people came and they left in a different place with the exact same problem. Now, I'm going to hope you could go to that in September. But in the meantime, is this clinician or this counselor that you're dealing with, is she helping him to see, first of all, why has he shut down those things, those feelings? Any thoughts there from the counselor or any help from the counselor?
No. She pretty much tells me that I'm the one that has to change to understand his shutdown. And I'm going, no, I have changed so much to help him achieve the better man that he is. And he's a good man. I can't fault him for that. He's an excellent husband, a great father. Okay. I cannot say anything bad about
him. But you know where, do you know where I would go? I would go right into the heart of 14 years ago when he stopped being sexual. Because let me tell you something.
Yeah, what was that about?
Men are sexual. They don't just kind of package that up and put it away for the most part. They don't. They are sexual into their... You guys are in your 60s, right? You're in your 60s.
Yes.
Right? Men can be highly sexual in their 60s. So... I would be exploring that. I would be wondering what happened. Was it something in your marriage? Is he looking at pornography?
Exactly. Did he start into pornography? Have any suspicions in that area? Do you have any?
No. Mm-hmm. Nope. He doesn't do any of that. We go to church. He's a very good Christian man. He reads his word every day. He's with the Lord every morning.
Okay. So how does he fit all of that, and how do you fit all of that good Christian man but not meeting the needs of his good Christian woman? Do you have any idea how that works for him? You have needs, you have desires. Well don't you think that'd be a great thing to be talking about? Honey, you're such a good man.
I tried to drill him. I taught
him. Well, don't drill him, but in the presence of your counselor, say to the counselor, here's something that I think would be great for us to talk about. He's such a good man. And yet I have these desires and needs, but they don't seem to register.
He told me to get a divorce.
The counselor told you to get a divorce.
That I have every right under God's law to divorce this man because he's not fulfilling.
Well, what was his reaction to that when someone said, get a divorce? What did he say to that?
And he goes, no, we're not going to do that. No. So,
okay.
I don't know. I'm lost.
Maddie, I'm gonna take a stab at this. I have a guess from two different things that you said. When the counselor pointed out that there are things you need to change in yourself, your response to us was, I have changed so much in me already to help him become the man that he... to become a better man. So I'm concerned about that. And then you said that you've drilled him about this. So I wonder if you may have a tendency to push him to perhaps criticize, to be really on top of him to make sure he's the man that he needs to be. And I bet if you do that, your motives are great because you love him and you want a good life for him. So I'm going to ask you to take something into prayer, which is, how well do you listen to him and draw him out? As he's had this tough job at Walmart for all these years, and maybe you've wanted a lot more for him, maybe you pushed him really hard to have a better life. I want you to think about becoming a better listener to him, really fulfilling that biblical principle of being slow to speak and quick to listen. You see good things in him, and I want to encourage you to continue to bring it to his attention, what a good man you believe he is and how much you admire him, and see if that can make a difference for the two of you.
And then I'm gonna bring something that might not feel so good. I like your recommendation, but I'm gonna bring a little something. I want you to do some research on something called sexual anorexia, because something is going on, and it's not normal to not have sex for 14 years, for either party to not have sex for that long. There's something that's in the way, and I'm talking to you because I was married to a pastor who had a porn issue. And we would have people in our home. We would have prayer meetings. He would be teaching from the pulpit. So there was something going on that I didn't know about that was keeping him from me. And he didn't want to touch me, right? He had an aversion. So don't stop looking and turning over stones until you figure that out.
Very good. And, you know, I would just also say this, that sometimes the answer appears complicated and complex, and it's very simple if we start talking about it, start dealing with it. And that's what I'm hoping that you guys, at least you would begin to do that. I was just talking with some guys this weekend about when a Jewish couple gets married, this rabbi may give them, well, it's right out of the Mediterranean love plan, and I'll send it to you. They give them this kind of a guideline for sex in marriage. And it says right there, a man will not withhold sex from his wife. It is her right. And we know that to be true based on the biblical principles. So what does that mean? Go have have a bad sexual experience and hope things get better? Absolutely not. Let's find out why it is a bad experience. Let's find out why the desire did die. And you know what? Sometimes men, they don't understand. They go see a doctor and he says, here, we're gonna try this testosterone treatment here. And everything is different. But you got to be willing to get some help. And yes, it's uncomfortable to talk about those things. I'm going to send her the Mediterranean Love Plan. And if you're having trouble in intimacy, this is a fun, great book, 7 Secrets from the Mediterranean. And only one of them has to do with actual sexual intimacy. The rest is how do you build up to that. And so I'm going to send that to you. If you want it, you call us. Let's talk to Benjamin, Seattle, Washington. Listens on the podcast, which so many people do. How you doing? Welcome to New Life. Hey, Benjamin.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi. Steve, thank you.
Yep.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure can. Yep.
So, I do have a question, but if I could just say a quick word to the listeners, because I listen every day, and I just know how expensive the radio time is, and so anytime we can prepare our question, even if by writing if possible, because I just think it's could help everybody, so that we're not trying to okay. form our questions on the air and all that. All right. Anyway.
Okay. Thank you for producing our program here. And now, how can we help you, Benjamin?
My question to start out with is, what are the best ways I can recover from the consequences of a, I would say, 3-year addiction to marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me jump in here, Benjamin, because I know you are interested in time efficiency on radio. Benjamin, this is very strange what you're saying, because we are told that there are no consequences of using marijuana, that it's a fabulous, safe drug that has no downside to it. You're saying, maybe that's not true.
Yes, I've done a lot of study on it myself, including a number of your resources, like videos on tv.newlife.com. And I'll just list a few things I've noticed, what I feel
okay,
are
what
the
are
biggest
they? Run down them.
Problem.
Run down that list. Okay.
Emotional instability.
Okay.
Demotivational syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
Huge.
I would say depression because of all the consequences, difficulty in making normal judgment calls and mm-hmm. just using the executive part of my brain, the prefrontal cortex.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal.
So
here's what's happened. Most people are out there and they have a challenge. And they struggle with the challenge. They meet the challenge, maybe even not very well. But the next time they have that same challenge, they're better at it because they've been through it before. And they build perseverance and judgment and wisdom and insight. But a person who is using marijuana, rather than build that, they retreat back into a nirvana state, or you know, or what they believe to be nirvana, and it's a release and a relief, and it's a denial of reality, and they don't have to build that stuff. Now, when you quit, everybody else grew up, but you didn't just grow up. You went backwards. You regressed in your ability to handle life. That's what I hear over and over and over again. So now you've got problems as a result of not being able to cope well with life. And you say, now I'm not going to use this thing that's helped me not feel. So now I have to confront the consequences of all this without the thing that gave me an instant escape. And I have less ability to do it than other people. That's the dilemma with marijuana, that if anybody would be brave enough, like you, to look at, they would see that's either the path I took or that's the path I'm on right now. The good news is there is a path that fixes this. When I say fix, what do I mean? You're not a victim to it forever. You've got hope. You grow. You develop that muscle that perseveres. We're going to talk about that path right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Orange County, California, Saturday, October 6th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, you are absolutely listening to New Life Live. I want to go right back over here and just, you guys, I think the key for Benjamin is the key for every person who has ever turned their life over to any chemical. And it's not just that. I mean, I think it's the path for depression and other things. It's not the only thing. But it's 12 steps. It's working the 12 steps. Now, when you work the 12 steps, you don't do it by yourself. You get a community, exactly. A healing community that comes alongside you. And you're connected to people in a way that you were never connected before. And I'm going to send him a Life Recovery Bible. But look, you can sit around and argue about marijuana's impact. In fact, if you have been a chronic smoker, you probably do have demotivational syndrome, and you would love to sit around and talk about anything. If that's what your life is sitting around talking and not doing, the 12 steps are a tried and proven path that will lead you to develop character, maturity, perseverance, all those things. But you have to get on the path. Life Recovery Bible, it can't be beaten in helping you find that godly path, and I can't encourage you more. Alice, give just a little more insight to Benjamin of something that might help him. I mean, he sees the problem, sees what he did, sees the symptoms. How can you help him?
Well, Steve, as you're pointing out, I'm going to pull three things out of 12-step that you mentioned, because this applies to all of us, whether we've struggled with substance use or not, because we all need recovery. And what happens in those meetings, working the 12 steps, three important things, crucial things in relationship, we start to confess where we're struggling, where we fall short. That comes right from James from the Bible. We need to confess to one another. We then hold each other accountable to start practicing better, healthier behavior. And then we receive loving challenge in those relationships. Those are all biblically based, and they help us all to grow, mature, and to recover. We all need it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sherry, anything you want to add? Or
I do, Benjamin. I want to encourage your heart. I was smiling from ear to ear to have you be honest with us, because I think so many people don't want to look at marijuana as something that's harmful to our brain. I got to work with Dr. Daniel Amen for 5 years, and he said he calls it brain envy when we realize that there's something we can do to get a better brain. So let me encourage your heart. There's something called neuroplasticity, which is neuro means neurons in the brain, and plasticity is plastic. The bad news is that when we do things to our brain, like smoke pot, the neuroplasticity can change, and it can change for the worse. That's why you had emotional instability. That's why you weren't motivated, because it affects our prefrontal cortex. That's the boss of the brain, and it shuts down the motivation. It also impacts the temporal lobes, which is our mood control central. Those are in critical parts of our brain. So the good news is, the upside is neuroplasticity. You can do good things for your brain, mm-hmm. and it will repair itself, kind of like a reserves in a bank. So don't smoke pot. Stop, which you have, but then start doing good things for your brain. Exercise, eating well, taking good nutra-pharmaceuticals for your brain to help bolster it, to help prepare, you know, repair those neural networks. There's many things that we can do to get a better brain, and do all of them, and do all of them well, and give your brain a chance to recover, because it can. It can if you do the right things. So I just want to give you hope.
All right, and I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, because I think that can help you take your brain back if you'll do the things that she's saying. You know, I take these supplements that, you know, you should hear me if I didn't take them. Nothing would work. So I do what I can do to maximize the functioning of a brain that's, you know, been disconnected and all that, disordered. You know, all my organs seem to function fine every day except one. My brain malfunctions every day. It's just crazy. I'll think I need to go order something healthy at the restaurant, and I'll go to order salad, and it comes out pizza. How does that happen? I don't understand. It's a malfunction. Nothing worked. So anyway, we want to do the best that we can. But recovery is for everybody. Why wouldn't it be? What's it about? Wow, it's admitting that I've got some limitations here, and God doesn't. So I finally let this God deal with me. How? I become honest about the defects that I have. I look at the things that I have done and how I've hurt other people, and mm-hmm. I try to restore those relationships, even to make restitution for things that I've done. I look at all that. I just start to take responsibility for things and really look at the impact of my behavior on other folks. And I keep doing it. I make things right. I ask for forgiveness. I stay current. And then I go out and help other people do the same thing. That's a great path to be on. It's just like it says in Jeremiah 6:16, consider the old godly ways. Walk in that path and you will find peace. And isn't that really the reason people get involved with drugs to begin with? They're looking for peace. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want some help, we want to help you. We'll do it if you'll call us. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Now, if you've got a relationship, a marriage, that's anything like the one that was described, no sex for 14 years or total constant conflict for 14 years, in September, we're doing an amazing event called the Marriage Intimacy Intensive. And it is powerful. If you've got a struggling marriage, if there was anything that I knew that could do more in the least amount of time, I'd say go to that. But there isn't anything that I know of better, more powerful than this. Come to this. Figure it out how to get there. And you do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for the second half. Hold on. We'll try to get to your call. We love you. We're glad you're with us today here on New Life.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. It's the month of August, and one of the most august people that I know, Larry Sonnenberg.
Talk to
us, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I guess I'm not too august. That got quite a chuckle.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, I'm doing good, thanks. You know, we had a struggle in July, and August has now started, so I want to just encourage folks, help us to get on top, stay on top. The ministry that New Life does is absolutely amazing. People's lives change forever. That's why we come to the microphone here and say, please support this. Because without your financial support, the opportunities are fewer. We're going to have to do things we don't want to do. We want to just keep it going. We want to expand. We've got great opportunities right in front of us. One of the things that you can do is join Club New Life. We are targeting 6 people a day, just 6. So you're one of those 6. Give us a call. I can't tell you how many people we've talked to who have said, it's been years I've been thinking of doing this. And finally they heard. So we find that repeating things over and over again, it's like on maybe the 32nd time somebody says, oh, I guess that's what he means. So what we mean is we really need your support. $30 a month or more. The Arterburn Wellness Series is a thank you gift, and Club New Life Library of Videos. It's just a great opportunity to be a part of the New Life family in a way you haven't been before. So if you could join us, give us a call.
Larry, in July, we were there in D.C. for the marriage intensive.
Yes, we were.
And a man at the end was with his wife, and he said this. He said, at our time where the men have lunch together, separate from the women, and we talk about anything. Mm-hmm. He said, I really came to understand the complexity of my wife, and I'm committed to learning and honoring that complexity. Now, their marriage will never be the same. Mm-hmm. And there were so many other stories of people, they were done, and they're not done now. They're going to go forward. And I think of how many times we give to ministries and we never really see the results. If people had been there and heard those testimonies, I think they would say, I got to give to this. We can't let this stop. It was so profound.
Steve.
And so, yeah, go ahead.
If light bulbs, the number of light bulbs that went off, people with their aha moments there, mm-hmm. if those were literal light bulbs, we would have had to wear sunglasses and put on, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know what, SPF 30.
I'm telling you, Thomas Edison, would have been glowing, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
if he had seen
fabulous.
That many light bulbs. That's right. So it was like Christmas. There were so many lights. All right. So what we're saying is it makes a difference what we do, and we can only do it if you help us. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
God bless you. Appreciate that. And your augustness is much appreciated.
Well, and for those of you that didn't catch that word joke, I had to look it up. I'm like, I don't know what that means. So you know what that means? It means to be respected, impressive, renowned, esteemed, celebrated. So the light bulbs going off at your marriage weekend is, mm-hmm. it is this august moment where you find something to esteem about your partner. You've got a new way of seeing them. You can honor them instead of being critical of them. Those are those light bulbs. So, right, Larry, we esteem you. We appreciate you. We respect you. You keep the lights on here. And yeah. And we don't often tell people or honor people in that way for the hard work that they do. Mm-hmm. But we can honor our marriages. We can honor our friends. We can honor Larry, Steve, Alice.
Thank you for that, because I thought august meant the end of a
I
hot
never heard
and humid
that before,
season.
And I'm not going to really be good. Too proud to tell people. I had to Google what that meant, because you guys were laughing. I'm like, okay, I missed out on that one.
Well, Caesar loved that name, and you can see why.
Yeah.
Look at all the stuff he was saying about himself. Let's go to Kate in Phoenix, Arizona, listens on the internet. Hello, Kate. How are you? Welcome to New Life.
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help?
Awesome. Okay, so I have been attending ACA meetings for about the last 3 months.
Adult Children of Alcoholics meetings, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, just so everybody knows.
Yeah. I've just started working the steps, just getting ready to start step 3, just so you know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But my question is about the inner child, because I'm kind of having a hard time wrapping my brain about what this means. And so I have two questions, if there's time. My first one is, what is the goal for the inner child? Is my goal to bring that child to maturity, or is it just simply to heal that child? Is there always an inner child inside?
Mm-hmm.
And my second question is, if you have time, do the inner child and the false self and the loving parent and the critical parent, do those concepts relate to the IFS concepts of the self and the exiles and the managers and the firefighters?
All right, I'm just going to throw it here to Sherry or Alice. Either of you can start on this. A lot of people in our day and age, they think you should spank your inner child and get on with your life. And that is a really ineffective way of dealing with... I mean, there is essentially no inner child in there. There are things that connect us back to childhood experience and memory so profoundly that... To simplify it, we say inner child. But all of us either are acting in the adult world or maybe still acting in a very childish way, and you could say controlled by a force that is the inner child. So who wants to start on helping her understand that this is not a weird or a strange concept, that it's valid and we better pay attention to it?
Yeah, Kate, the two first things you mentioned are true about all of us, whether our parents used substances or not, because they were all imperfect and they all made decisions, made mistakes that affected us as children. And if we have not yet entered the healing process, those wounds stay within us and affect how we think, how we feel, and how we act. And so when we are acting out of our past and we don't have an understanding of it and we have not yet healed from from it, we tend to be behaving and acting in unhealthy ways. And by talking through those old wounds, we begin to heal them. And as you mentioned, those younger parts of ourselves too, we all have immature parts of ourselves that need to be brought up to mature adult status. And that also happens through challenge, through love, and through truth that comes out in relationship.
So, and let me tell you a story. When my therapist first talked to me about my inner child, I thought she was weird. And I thought what she was asking me to do was weird because I had no concept of going inside and listening to my heart of hearts. So she invited me to do this, this thing where she said, I want you to go out and I want you to find this little, like a statue or a character, not an idol, okay? So don't hear an idol, but just some kind of representation of what your little girl might have looked like that would express who you are. And so I won't go into the great details, but anyway, I was out in a little shop and I found this very whimsical little person that was sitting, and she had like dried flowers on her head and kind of a cherub-like person and a shelf sitter back in that day. And I put her in my room and I just began to think about what it might have been like as a little girl. And I started getting in touch with parts of me that I didn't even know. I didn't even know what I liked. I had grown up in a home where I wasn't seen, I wasn't heard, I wasn't known. And that happens with alcohol, right? You're missed. So I started finding out that I liked peppermint stick ice cream. I started finding out that I liked feeding ducks. I started finding out that sometimes when somebody was speaking mean to me, that I wouldn't protect myself. And I started learning how to protect this little person inside of me. Now it's me, but it was the little girl that never got seen, never got heard, never got protected. And I built a relationship with her, to love her, to protect her. Now I see her. I don't need an icon or anything like that. I just kind of can feel me when something's not going well, or I can feel me when I see flowers and they make me happy. I can celebrate those parts of me. So it is about maturing, but it's more about getting attuned and in touch with yourself, this lovable, worthy, precious part of you that got missed.
I love that. Alice, you want to add anything to that?
I guess the last piece would be that God is calling all of us into growing more like Him. So whether we need to grow into assertiveness or being able to handle and express our anger in a healthier way, or we need to be able to cry and to feel, there's so many examples. And God wants all of us to be more like Him. And that's what those concepts are about, Kate. It's just a way for us to understand, to wrap our head around, and then to move forward in the growth process.
I hope that's helpful to you. Let me send you the book, Take Your Life Back. I think you're going to like it. I hope so.
You might even take your inner child back after reading it, right?
Yep.
Because it's part of finding you.
My wife can see when I am in relationship with her and I'm really acting out of a childish nature versus the adult man. It makes all the difference in the world for me to identify that and get out of it. We'll be back after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things to be aware of. If you're battling drug or alcohol addiction, New Life can help connect you to the treatment you need. And if someone you care about is refusing help, it might be time to schedule an intervention. Either way, just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's 639-5433, to find out more about treatment and interventions. And if you aren't receiving the free New Life Daily Devotional, you are missing out. We email it to you every morning, so anytime during your day that you need a moment to reset and refocus on God's truth, it's right there at your fingertips. There's a sign-up link right at the bottom of the homepage at newlife.com to get you started. Steve?
All right. Thank you, Terry. Let's go to Rico, Washington, D.C. WAVA is the station. Hi, Rico. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm blessed and well. Thank you.
What's going on?
I'm just trying to save my marriage, to be very honest.
What's the problem?
It kind of goes back, I think, like 2-3 years ago. My wife had to go do a trip for like 2 months for work. Within the, you know, my kids and I went to go down to visit her. After that happened, you know, we had a great time, left. You know, she was crying, the kids were crying, I was upset. But we were like, you know, hey, mom will be home within, you know, a month and a half, it's okay. Well, within that month and a half, you know, it was fine at first. And then all of a sudden, I think she made like 2-3 new girlfriends down there. And one was a single mother, the other one was single, and, you know, it just kind of, when she came back, she was a complete 180. You know, don't tell me what to do, I can do whatever I want, you know, you're not my dad, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I went ahead and sought advice from, the Lord put people in my path to not give up and to not stress out, because I was stressing at work like crazy. And then, you know, I was being patient, loving and forgiving, praying for her. I even made a prayer corner for myself, for her, to pray over her. And it actually worked, but, you know, time passes and then life happens, and I don't know what's going on. Because okay, right now it's like a time where slowly and trickling, you know, we were doing date nights and everything was fine. Now she doesn't want date nights, and, okay, you know, she's definitely all about herself. So,
okay,
you know, her
so
Instagram,
what's the question? What's the question, yeah, for us, then?
What is the question for you guys?
Yeah.
Basically, you know, with prayer and everything else, what are some tips to go ahead? Because she just, you know, from what her words are, she's depressed right now. She doesn't know what she wants. She needs space. She needs time. But the Lord tells me, I haven't removed you from that house yet, so you don't go nowhere.
Okay.
And I'm just, it's just hard, man.
All right. So let's, I'm going to ask Alice, get us started here. What do you think he ought to be paying attention to? Seems like to me there's a mission to connect with her heart and to win her heart. But what's your perspective on it?
I have an ugly thought and question, Rico. If you have asked her and if you have wondered if she's actually engaged in infidelity, perhaps on that trip.
I did. I mean, she was gone for 2 months, and right when she got back, you know,
in truth, we got, you know, we had a, we made love, and I doubt it personally, but, you know, I kind of asked her, like, did anything go on? And it's always a no. You know, she was definitely not defensive in a way that made me throw up a red flag, but it's one of these things where some people are saying, like, she's feeling herself, she's, you know, she's getting back into shape, and she probably got, saw the world a little bit without you and the kids, and then kind of got lost and wrapped up in that.
Okay, so we don't have a lot of time, and I want us to give you some advice here. We got about 2 minutes. So what's your best for him that he might be able to do to move toward her or help the situation?
Well, Rico, I think it's time to take a strong stance for your marriage and especially for your children. You've done a lot of the loving things, the prayer, the listening, the being patient with her, and I think it's time to insist on getting professional help and on letting her know that you will be moving forward with that. You'll be setting up an appointment with a counselor, and you hope you ask her to come along with you, but that you will be going so that you can get guidance forward so that you can best protect yourself and your children, because you are very concerned about the behaviors you're seeing with her.
Is this something that you guys think is salvageable?
Absolutely.
Is it kind of like...
No, no, it is. It absolutely is. And you don't want to give up. You must not give up. You must be the one that expresses hope and perseverance. Sherry, anything you think you could add here that might help him?
I would just ditto what you guys have said. Really, it's. I love how you have bathed it in prayer, and I want to say prayer plus intervention. Don't wait. There are some red flags, and you just want to walk right into them and help to get this thing turned around.
Let me give you something. I was sharing this with our folks during our devotional time, and I'm going to share it with you and see if this is something that might be able to help you there with her. I said to my wife, I said, you know, I appreciated your complexity when I met you. You didn't just have one Roman numeral to you, like mother and, you know, working person, whatever. You had about 8 Roman numerals, and I really appreciated that complexity and how I saw you. But I've come to realize that every one of those Roman numerals, it has like these capital A, B, C, and past that little 1, 2 with parentheses. And I said, I have stayed focused on the Roman numerals thinking, oh boy, I understand your complexity. I want to know about the capital A's and the little A's and the little dotted I's and parentheses. And maybe if you would look at this as, wow, my wife is much more complex than I ever dreamed, much more mysterious than I ever dreamed that this could happen, maybe I could say to her, I need to go below the surface that I've been dealing. I need to go between the managing of the problem. I need to know what's in your heart. Tell me. I don't want to have to wonder about infidelity. I want to know about what changed down there. And help me, if I could understand it and have compassion for what you've dealt with since then, maybe we could enter into this and let's try to connect over the loss that you've experienced. Because guess what? I'm losing everything right here because I married you because I loved you. Maybe a conversation like that with her would help her to wake up and say, I'm with a man that rather than save the marriage, wants to love me in a new and a better way. Wouldn't that be something? Give it a try. See if that doesn't open her up to you a little bit more than she is now. What a sad thing. I'm so sorry for you, what you're going through, but I'm so glad you're still there with her. And maybe this could be the beginning of something new. Well, you've heard our need for support. If you can do that, would you? I think you also know that we do a marriage seminar, and I hope that this couple could go in September. You know, I believe if this man and his wife would go to our marriage intensive in September, they would leave with a totally different marriage. This is a tough one right here. He doesn't even know if there's hope. If he went, I think it'd be a total transformation for both of them. And maybe you're in that situation and you're wondering if there's any hope for your situation before you walk out. Would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us help you? And you men, Every Man's Battle, if that's your struggle, why don't you get some help for that? Right now, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can help us, it's the same number, 1-800-NEWLIFE. We love you. We thank you. Thank you, Dr. Sherry, Dr. Alice. God bless you. Hey, call us if you need some help. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.